Blog Talk Radio.
Remember to keep on looking.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and I say to you, good day. Yes, it is another day in which we come forth to create and to enjoy the possibilities and opportunities of this life while living life through the eyes of Source and unfolding into that which is authentic. I come to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity, Sankofa Infinity Ministry, SankofaInfinity.net. You can also find some of my spoken word, written word on WordPress.com, SankofaInfinity13. Or you can personally give me an email at IamSankofa9@gmail.com. So, that is that. Before getting started, I want to acknowledge and give reverence to the non-physical aspect of who I am, which is a composition of my ancestors. I thank you for your guidance as well as your protection. I thank you for supporting and assisting me on this soul journey. And I ask that you come forth and speak that which needs to be spoken. And I say, amen, amen, amen. And I say, thank you. Okay. Well, I was speaking in regards to, well, I spoke in regards to a lot of things. Celebrating life, making peace with the past, living life through the eye of source, unfolding into that which is authentic, integrating all of your thoughts that you may be a whole individual. Not that you're not. You're already a whole individual. However, you have to go through the process. And in the process is where you demonstrate the integration on what you are. The integration comes from the quality of your thinking. The quality of your thinking is cultivated through meditation, prayer, reflection. And to do all of that, to even, and I think this is a prerequisite for me. It may not be a prerequisite for you, but I know it was a prerequisite for me. So if it resonates, let it fly. If it resonates, let it resonate. If it don't resonate, let it fly. Anyway, I had to come into a space where I had to be and become in love with me. And then becoming in love with me, I became in love with the we. The non-physical aspect of who I am. Though there be one, there are many. I had to become and be in love with that. And in being in love with that, I had to cultivate, establish a relationship between me and we and me. And in doing such, I began to change my thinking. And in changing my thinking, I began to become more and more integrated in the alignment of who I am as the likeness and image of Source. That was my process. So at the end of the day, No one or nothing is against me. It is all there to promote and encourage spiritual growth. Therefore, I can turn to the past, and I have turned to the past and blessed it, for it was needed, it was necessary for the cultivation of my spirituality to bring me to this space and time in which I am today. When you begin to love yourself and begin to fall in love with who you are, and you cultivate that relationship with who you are, why you are, how you are, you begin to make qualitative decisions, choices. And in doing that, your thinking is always changing. It is always evolving. The things that you used to do or you would do, do now. And even when you look at those things that you used to do or how you used to be, you find it absolutely repulsive. You find it absolutely repulsive. This is why the Bible says when you backslide, and I'm paraphrasing, when you backslide, it's almost like a dog turning to its own vomit. It becomes repulsive. You don't want to look at it. You don't want to smell it. You don't want to be around it. You don't even want to be associated with it. You want to release it and let it go. Or you have released it and let it go. Because it no longer serves a purpose in the alignment of the non-physical aspect of who you are. Of course, it had its time and place in your life at a time. But when it comes, as you evolve and you come into yourself and you come into your own of who you are, the truth of who you are, you no longer take pleasure in the things of other things that no longer have alignment with who you are. You no longer do that. And it, like I said, mentioned earlier, it becomes repulsive. And this can be person, place, thing, or idea. Any of those things. And what comes to mind is attachment. When you were in the thing, there was an attachment. There was an attachment, but the attachment could not come unless it was already in you. So once you get rid of the thing in which it can lock itself into that is within you, then it can no longer come to disturb you. So it always goes back to you and your alignment with your own divinity. You're responsible for that. Judge not lest you want to be judged by the same thing that you used to judge people with. That's why it's very mindful to always look at you and you continue to look at you and you. Because out of the issues of one's heart, you cannot know. You cannot know the depths of the good and evil that is within you. Once you become aware of it, you do something about it by changing the way you see it and changing how you want to be. Changing yourself changes your reality, changing your reality changes yourself. So the bottom line is change. Change how you want to interact with people. Change how you want to believe. Change how you want to think. Change how you want to feel. And change how you are going to act. Change it. Change is constant. So, I challenge you to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, woman, I love you, or girl, I love you, or boy, I love you, man, I love you, and I love all the things that come with you. I love you, and I'm willing to cooperate with those things, understanding and knowing that there's a purification that needs to take place in order that you may develop and come into the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being. As a spiritual being, having the human experience. And as you do that, your human experience will become more delightful, more pleasurable. You'll go from peace to pleasure, pleasure to peace. No more drama. You won't go up and down, up and down, up and down. Because you straighten out the queer places within you. Not within someone else, but within you. Change that is within you, then that someone else cannot come. They cannot come. They cannot enter. They cannot enter. So that's what I woke up with today, and I'm like, okay, let's get down to the root. The root is love thyself. In order to know thyself, you must love thyself first. And in loving thyself, you become your own best friend, not your worst enemy. Your own best friend. Now, there's potential for you to become your own worst enemy. But you have to become your own best friend in the best company that you desire to be in. And in that, you don't reach out of yourself to seek the approval and the validations of others. You don't reach out of yourself. Because reaching out of yourself, you begin to trespass against your own divinity. Because there's no need for it. There's no need for you to reach out of yourself when you come from infinite divinity. When you have divinity rocking within you, there's no need. There's no need. And when you come to that realization, all you need to do is be. And in being, stay in alignment with the non-physical aspect of who you are, the God source, the God force, the all that is, the all that will ever be. Stay in alignment with that. And in doing so, it probably means that others will begin to drop off or drop away. Because as you do this, the frequency of who you are or whatever you have been emanating or radiating from your being, it changes. So it no longer matches a certain type of frequency. So they can't live in that space anymore because you're elevated, you're expanded in your consciousness, your thinking. You're thinking the energy that goes forth and proceeds before you. This is why it's so mindful. It's so imperative that you be mindful of your thoughts. Always be watchful over your thoughts, the way you think. I think it's the greatest gift that mankind can never have. It's a mind to think. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so great. Somewhere between the age of 4 and 5, I had a bad car accident. Cracked my skull in 3 areas. Broke all my fingers. Broke my arm. In a coma for a while. When I came to, I had to learn how to walk, talk, coordination. What? I had to learn how to use all my limbs again. And not only that, when I entered into school, I had a reading disability. Could not read. I could not sound the words. I could not pronounce them correctly. I was seeing them backwards of some sort. Maybe a touch of dyslexia. But somewhere in my little body, during that time, even though I was going to tutors and what have you, my mother, she even got me a tutor outside of school, and I had a tutor inside of school. Somewhere in my little body, in the wee hours of the night, when no one else was around, I would get a book, and I would just look at the words. I would look at the words in the pictures. And I tell you today, when I was looking at the words through my childlike body, the soul of my being was reading the words, cultivating my habits to read, research, come to understand, to learn. And to learn independently. So I can be in a classroom or I don't have to be in a classroom. I'm always learning because that is the unfolding of my soul. And that is why I'm so grateful that I have a mind in what is right. Because there is a righteous way or right way of thinking. And then there's a way that is thinking that is contrary to the righteousness of who you are. Because in this thinking, everything should be pure. But in the other thinking, everything is not pure. It's conditioned. We place conditions on things. There's a right way of thinking, and that thinking is unconditional. Unconditional. And divinely supported. Divinely supported. So I say to you today, go forth and love yourself. Love where you are. Love where you are. Love how you are. Love how you look, how your body looks, how your mind thinks. And love how you cultivate the expression of your own soul. Love in that way. because that's the most powerful love there is. It's to love thyself. In loving thyself, you love God. Because you are it. You are it. Divinely designed. Working voluntarily and involuntarily at the same time. An amazing masterpiece that I dare not to apologize for or give up. So, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and close out this show. I pray that someone, something, got something out of it. And even if you think you didn't get anything out of it, you got it. Because sometimes it ain't about you. It's about that which is in you. And that which is in you, you can only control so much. Said, I say to you, namaste, namaste, namaste.